Okay, Dov, good morning. Today's Dov is Dov Samech Aleph, Dov 61. We left off in the middle of Samech Amud Bet 60b at Gufa. The Gemara begins. Gufa, Amar Huna, Amar B, Kol HaOmer Almenat, Ki Omer Me'achshav Dami. Anybody who says Almenat on condition is like saying from now. Amar B Zera, Ki Havena BeBavel, Hava Amrinan. When we were in Bavel, we used to say, Had Amar Rav Huna, Amar B, Kol HaOmer Almenat, Ki Omer Me'achshav Dami. We used to say that the rabbis would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. When we went up to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Asi, we saw Rabbi Asi saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol modim be'omer almenat ke'omer me'achshav dami. Everyone agrees that when you say almenat, you say on condition, it's like saying from now. It's not like what we used to say. Lo nechaku ela mehayom lochar mita. The only machloket is if he says from today and after my death, after his death. So, the Gemara brings a bright as support. Mehayom lachar mita, if he says today will be your divorce and after death. So, get ve'en no get. Divrei Chachamim, they say it's a doubtful debt, get. Rebbe Omer, kaze get. Rebbe says, no, that's a get. So, the Gemara says, with Rebbe Yehuda, damar, be'almenat nami pligi. According to Rebbe Yehuda, who says that they're also, machloket is also in the case of almenat, on condition, ademir pligi be'mehayom lachar mita, nifligi be'almenat. Instead of arguing on the case of today and after death, argue on condition. So he says, he wanted to prove to you, to show you the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, even if he says from today and after death, that's still considered a get. So the Gemara says, why don't you argue on almenat to show you the strength of the opinion of Rabbanan, that's machmir. So the Gemara says, "Koach de'etera adif." This is a very famous line in the Gemara that a lot of times the Gemara wants to show you the more lenient approach because the lenient answer is much more difficult to prove, and so therefore it's a much stronger. The power of a lenient answer is much stronger. So therefore, I wanted to show you the lenient approach because for someone to come and say it's asur, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. It's very easy. But someone comes and tell you this is allowed, that's allowed, this is allowed. You need to be very smart to be able to do something like that. That's the greatness, obviously, of Rabbi Ben Chaim. Almenat she'eten lecha mikan v'chulei. So the Gemara says, pshita, this is obvious. Ma'u detema, lav tenahu. I would have thought that when he says, I'll give you this money from now until 30 days, I'll do kiddushin, if I give you this money from now until 30 days, I would have thought, it's not a condition, it's lezaruze kamar. It's just to make him, a little bit more, faster, to do it faster, not to delay. Kamashmala, that's why the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Really, he's saying, it is a tanai, it's a condition. Almanach, yeshli matayim zuz. If the man says to the woman, I'll do kiddushin with you, on condition that I have 200 zuz. It's like a man saying to the woman, I'll do kiddushin with you, on condition I'm a millionaire. So now she has to come check his bank account, let's see if it's true. So the Gemara says, nichush shema yeshlo. Maybe he really is, he has that money. So the Gemara says, ve'od, and it says in the Braita, Tanya, chayshinan shema yeshlo. We worry that he may have that money, and therefore their kiddushin takes effect. The Gemara says, la kashya, it's not difficult. Habi kiddushay vadai, habi kiddushay safek. The difference would be, if it's talking about kiddushay vadai, for sure kiddushin, versus safek kiddushin. Rashi says, kiddushay vadai, havu im anu yodin sheyeshlo. If we know that he has the money that he said, then it's for sure kiddushin. Whereas, if we don't know if he has the money, we don't know if he has it, he may have it, he may not have the money, therefore she's mekudeshet, but besafek, it's only a doubt. Then the Gemara says, almenat she'arech 200 zuz, if he says to her, on condition that I show you this money, this 200 zuz. Tana, lo nitkavna ela lirot mishelo, he's talking about showing his own money. If he shows her money on the table, like a money changer, that's not his own money. Therefore, he's like, oh, look at this money that's on the table here. That's not mekudesh. That's not my money. He's trying to trick her.
If she knows that it's not his.
Right, obviously. Meaning he's telling her that. Right, but even if he says to her, here, look at this money. This is the money that I told you I have, but that's not his. He's deceiving her, and that's not kiddushin. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha da'afagav dinaket demei be'iska. Even if you have a business arrangement, that part of the money, you get a partial commission from that money that's sitting there, and you say, oh, I'll come look at this money. Still, that's not considered your money, and therefore, it would not be kiddushin. New Mishnah. Almenat sheyesh li beit kor afar. If a man says to a woman, kiddushin on condition that I have this big portion of land or dirt. He says, Harezo mekudeshe v'yeshlo. It's considered kiddushin, and he just has to have that land. That dirt. Almenat sheyeshli v'makom ploni. If he says, I have this dirt in this place, in a certain area, if he has in that place, the kiddushin takes effect, and if not, not. Yeah, we're gonna see. Al menat she'arech beit kor afar. If he says on condition that I show you this amount of dirt, harizu mekudeshu v'yarena, they're mekudeshen. He just has to show it to her. Im hera b'bikai namekudeshen. If he shows it to her in a plain where it's not necessarily belonging to him, therefore that would not be considered mekudeshen. The Gemara says, v'nichu shema yeshlo. Why aren't we worried that maybe he has that dirt? He has that amount of dirt. Ve'od, not only that, Tanya, the bride that says, Chayshinan Shema Yeshlo. We're worried that he does have it, and therefore the Kiddushin should take effect. So the Gemara answers like before, La Kashya Ha, B'Kiddushay Vadai, Ha, B'Kiddushay Safek. Difference would be if it's for sure Kiddushin or doubtful Kiddushin. If we know for sure that he has it, then it's for sure Kiddushin. If we're in doubt, then it's a doubtful Kiddushin. So the Gemara, we just taught this twice. So the Gemara says, Lamali Lemitna, Gabe Ar'a, Venanali Lemitna, Gabe Susei. Why do I need to teach this by dirt and also by money? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both. Why di ashmina gabe suzei? If I would have only taught it by the case of money, mishum da'avide inashe de matzna'e. Sometimes what do people do? They hide their money. They don't keep their money out in the open. Hide their money under the mattresses. They put it into certain spots that nobody can find it, right? Aval ar'a, ema ide itle, ar'a kala itle. If somebody owns a property, you think anybody's going to own a property? You buy a new piece of real estate, nobody's going to hear about it. Once you own a piece of land, everybody hears about it. So therefore, I would have thought that owning a land would be different because everyone would know about it versus money that you can hide. Kamashmanan, no, we would not differentiate between the two. Almanat sheyeshli b'makom ploni, if he says, on condition I have this land, this dirt in this place, we says, imyeshlo, we said, if he has it in that place only, then it works. Pshita, the Gemara says, obvious, this is what you asked. So the Gemara says, ma'u detema, I would have thought, amarla, may nafkalach mina, maybe he can just tell her, to the woman, what difference does it make to you? Whether it's in this place or in that place. Okay, I told you it was in New York, but I happened to own it in New Jersey. But what's the difference? Anna tarachno maitina. He says, I would have thought that I can just go to the woman and say, look, I'll go and bring the dirt. What's the difference? I'll bring it to wherever you want it to be. Kamashmanana, no. It has to be specifically where he said it. Meaning, it's not just, I can just bring it. You said, I have this land in that place, and I'll do it with you on condition that the dirt is in that place. It has to be in that place. It says on condition that I show it to you. Tana, it says, it's talking about wants to see it for herself. Not that he's showing her someone else's land. If you show it to her in a plane where it's not considered yours, it's not mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously. No, the case we're talking about is, let's say he has a sharecropping arrangement where he gets a little portion, a little type of like commission of that dirt, of that land. Still, we would say that if he says it in a plane, that would not be mekudeshet because that's not his per se. Then we say gabe hekdesh tanan, by hekdesh consecration, it says in the following Mishnah, Hamakdish sadeo bishata yovel. If somebody consecrates his field in the yovel year, in the time where there is yovel, applicable, noten bezera chomer se'orim 50 shekel kesef, he would give with a core's worth of land, a large piece of land, that amount of land, to redeem it, you would have to give a set price of 50 shekel kesef, 50 silver shekel. So the Gemara says, "Hayu nikaim amukim asarat vachim osilaim givoim asarat vachim einim dadin ima pachon mikan dadin ima." If he has, let's say, ditches that are 10 tefachim, every tefach is about 8 centimeters. So let's say, 80 centimeters deep, or stones 80 centimeters high within that field, that piece of land where that stone or that ditch is on is not counted within the field that he consecrated. That's not considered counted. And we dived into this and we asked, okay, those stones or ditches, okay, they wouldn't be included in the consecration of the field. Why don't you they be considered consecrated separately, individually? So the Gemara says, maybe if it's not considered a big piece of land and you consecrate it, it's not chashuv enough, it's not important enough for it to be considered consecrated. The Gemara says, Urminu, no, we have a contradiction. The Pasuk says, it says, Sadeh. So why does it say sadeh? What is sadeh? It's just said in the pasuk, zera chomer se'orim b'chamishim. A set amount, if you have this core's worth of land, we said it's 50 shekel. So he says, that's only if you consecrate such a big piece of land. But what happens, it says, minayin l'rabot letif. What if it's half of that land? V'chatzi letif. Or half of that. 1/4 of the first land. Se'ah. Or less than that. Tarkav. Or half of a se'ah. V'chatzi tarkav. 1/4 of a se'ah. V'afil rova minayin. 1/4 of a tarkav. These are going smaller and smaller. It says, what if I consecrated this amount? Would that not work? Gemara says, Tamul Amar Sadeh. It says, Sadeh. Mikol makom. Any amount of land would work. So the Gemara says, Amar mor rukva bar chama. Hacha benekaim melaim mayim maskin. And over here we're talking about ditches that are filled with water. Mishum de la. Lav b'nei zirianinu. They're not fit for planting. And the Pasuk says, it says, Zar'o, zera chomer. It has to be able to be planted. And therefore, that's why it would not be part of the land consecrated. Daikanam, we also derive this, the Katan, it says, Dumiya dislaim givoim shmamina. It made the ditches similar to big stones. Stones are also not fit for planting, and that's what it's coming to teach us. The Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu pachon miken nami. Even if it's less than this amount of land, the law should be the same. So the Gemara says, hanun nagne dar'a mikru. Shidra dar'a mikru. Those, if they're smaller than 10 tfachim, we're not going to call them stones or dishes. What are we going to call them? They're going to be called like a basin of the ground or a spine of the ground. Meaning, it's a piece of the ground. So therefore, that would mean not considered like big enough to be chashuv. So the Gemara says, Gabe mecher tanan, by sale, it's on the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chavero beit kor afar ani mocher l'chav. Somebody says, I'm selling you this big portion of dirt. So he says, "V'hayu sham nikaim amukim asarat tefachim oslaim gevoim asarat tefachim einim dadin ima." If he says, "I have these ditches," he says, "We see that he has these ditches or stones 10 tefachim deep or high. They're not counted within that field. V'achod mikan im dadin ima. If it's less than that, they're counted." V'amar mukva barchama afal picha ein meleim ma'im. Even if the ditches are not filled with water, my time. What's the reason? Amara papa lepicha ein adam rotzeh sheiten et ma'utav basadeh achat. A person does not want to put his money into one field. You don't want to invest in one field. And all of a sudden it looks like 2-3 properties, right? It's like actually very interesting in real estate. It would be similar. You want to invest in something. You invest in something, you think it's like this, and then you get deceived and you think, no, it's actually like that. You have to see the full picture. Imagine you're investing in this one property and you think that the pieces of land are all next to each other. So it's a very good deal. And then all of a sudden you find out that no, they're actually miles and miles away from one another, and it's not as good a deal as you thought. So that's the kind of idea over here. So the Gemara says, Hachamai, what's the din over here? Right, Rashi says, by a case of Kiddushei Isha, if let's say there were ditches or big stones, ten tvachim, and they're not filled with water, what would we say? He said, I'm doing Kiddushin with you on condition that I have this big field, but there's ditches and stones in there. Do they count? So he says, Lehekdesh midaminana or lemecher midaminana. Do we say it's similar to Hekdesh, and it's counted within the field? Or it's like a sale, and it's not counted within the field? So misnaver lehekdesh midaminala. We would count it like hekdesh. Da'amarla anna tarachna v'zar anna maitena. You can just tell her, I will burden myself, I'll plant, and I'll bring it to you. You don't have to worry about it. Meaning, even though there's big ditches or big stones in there, he can still do the burden, and therefore those would count towards the big portion of the field that he said he's giving over for kiddushin, and kiddushin would take effect. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol t'nai she'edno ke t'nai b'nei gad v'nei reuven, edno t'nai. Any condition that's not like the t'nai, the condition of b'nei gad and b'nei reuven, is not a t'nai. We're going to see what that is. Sh'neimar, v'yomer alehem. He said to them, im yaviru b'nei gad v'nei reuven, says, if you guys will pass over into the land of Israel, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was making like a deal with them, kind of. You come over and you help us fight, and then afterwards we'll give you a portion outside. You don't have to stay inside the land of Israel. So he says, uchtiv v'im lo yaviru chalutim. So first he says, if you come into the land, and he says, if you don't come into the land. Why does he need to say a double language of a condition? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, that's what he's saying. He's saying you need a double condition. Rabbi Chanina, ben Gamliel Omer, Sarich HaDavar LeOmro. No, you needed to say it like that. Shil Malek Ken, if you didn't say it like that, Yesh B'mashma Sha'afilu Be'eretz Kenan Lo Inchalu. We would have thought that they wouldn't even be able to inherit the land of Israel. Right? Rashi says, Atnai kafol achudei palig. He's disagreeing with that case. Shim lo yaveru af eretz kenan shem ever yarden v'hala shahayu katzin ba mikne rav shalahen af ba lo yitolu. We would have thought that maybe they wouldn't even be able to take a portion of the land of Israel. So that's why we needed to say the double language of Atnai. We're going to see of the condition. We're going to see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shapir kamar li Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Rabbi Meir. It makes sense what Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Meir, that we needed to say it in a double language. It's not that you just always need to just say a double language of a condition. Amalek Rabbi Meir would explain to you, Ishal kedatach lavli tanai kafulu data. If you think it's not used as a double condition, so it says lichtov v'im lo yaveru v'en chazu v'tochachem. Why doesn't the pasuk just say, if you don't pass over the land and join us, then you will be stuck amongst them. You will be with the rest of them. Why does it say Be'eretz Kenan? Why does it need to say in the pasuk Be'eretz Kenan? So the Gemara says Be'eretz Kenan lamali. Why do we need that? Shema mina l'tnai kaful udata. He's coming to teach us that by the pasuk Eretz Kenan that we need to say it has to be a condition that's doubled. It's not that you need both parts. It's that you need to, anytime you make a condition, meaning for example, let's say I say, if you drink this coffee, then this, and if you don't drink this coffee, then that. I'm saying the same thing essentially. If you drink this coffee, then you drink something. And if you didn't drink this coffee, then you didn't drink something. I'm saying the same thing, just in a positive, negative. But he's saying you need to say both. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel amar lach, he would tell you, he lo katav rachamana be'eretz kanan, if the pasuk did not say be'eretz kanan, hava amina would have thought, v'nuchazu betochechem be'eretz gilad, that you will take place amongst us. He was referring to that you will only take place in the land of Gilad. Aval eretz kanan, klal klal lo, I would have thought that you wouldn't even take a portion of the land of Israel. That's why I needed to say eretz kanan. Okay, Rabbi Meir, what would Rabbi Meir say to that? Betochechem, kol hecha de'id lechu mashma. When it says betochechem, amongst you, it's referring to anywhere that you have land. And since they have land in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, therefore they would take a place amongst them in Eretz Yisrael too. And that's why you don't need Eretz Canaan to prove that that they would also take a portion of Eretz Canaan. Because when it says betochechem, it's referring to any land that Am Yisrael is amongst. So therefore it would include Eretz Canaan. And therefore Rabbi Meir says, you need to use it as a tnai kaful. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Samach Amud Bet by talking about the case of the Gufa. That if somebody says, Rabbi said that if somebody says Almenat, it's like saying Me'achshav. And we had a machloket. Is that Rabbi would say it's like saying from now, and Rabbanan would disagree with that. Then, as we got to a new Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Bet, we said the case of if somebody says, on condition that I'm giving you this Beit Kor Afar. So they're considered engaged, and he just has to give it to her. Okay? If he says on condition that I have this bait court of dirt, he just has to show it to her. If he shows it to her, that he has it afterwards, that's enough. He just has to have it. Once he has it, that's enough. Part number 3 on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, we said that we are middameh, the case of kiddushay isha, to hekdesh. In the sense that if someone says, I'm doing kiddushim with you on condition I have this bait court of land, of dirt, and within it there's big stones and ditches, we said that they count amongst them because the guy himself can say, I'll burden and I'll plant and I'll bring for you whatever is needed. And the last part was a new Mishnah, was a machlok in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina. Do we need to have a tnai when a tnai needs to be double tnai? It needs to say, if yes and if no, or not. Rabbi Meir says it needs to be a double tnai, and Rabbi Chanina disagrees and says, no, it does not need to be a double tnai. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.